strike up the band and give out with a hip hooray.
Hip hooray!
Wiggle your ears like good musketeers.
We're back on the air.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the music was playing on the air the whole time.
It was. Yeah, it was. You guys weren't on. It was just music.
Fucking awesome song, man. I love it.
Nobody dropped off. Yeah, the song is it's a Mickey Mouse Club thing, and it talks about how Tuesdays are awesome, which I think is awesome because that's phone show day.
Oh, no, I was talking about the fucking the goddamn devil.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
I love that.
Don't like my Mickey Mouse stuff.
No, I did. The Mickey Mouse I heard like 2 seconds of, and I was flushing the toilet, so shit, while you were gone.
Stupid Rob, he's still on.
Is he?
Yeah, like, I see him on camera. He's, like, still hanging out there with those new guys.
Oh, yeah, look at him.
He's with his tribe.
What a dick.
It's neat how that one gets wearing those little sunglasses. And they put the broad near the camera.
Of course they do. We should just quit broadcasting and listen to what they're talking about. She looks cute enough to listen to.
I agree. That's
no.
A great idea.
She's no Roxy.
Roxy went away.
Roxy. Roxy.
They probably took her to the asylum with Ian. She's getting electric shock, if that's true.
Oh, they both got sunglasses on, both these characters. I could never listen to these cats and think of them very serious with their sunglasses and the one guy's hairdo.
Hi there, RBCP.
She's probably scared of the light.
Hi.
Hi there, Holiday.
What's going on, buddy?
Shit's fitting to get real now.
Well, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Burr.
Hey, RBCP. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You should invite Cool Rob.
Where's Cool Rob at? I like him.
Let me try him. Like, he's probably talking to Jen.
No, yeah. He's not. Because I was just talking to him.
Or so you say.
That's totally what she had to go back to.
Yeah, she was on the
she
phone.
Was totally on the phone.
Hi, Legend.
Hello, how are you doing?
See, I look Cool Rob because he thinks I'm boring.
I knew it was you because of the 813 area code.
Who could that be?
Who could
not
that
Legend.
Be?
Hey, yo.
What?
Hi, Cool Rob. Told you.
Hey, Cool Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, like,
buddy.
So, you
been, cowboy?
So I think we really need to call
Rock and Roll.
Hotel Pennsylvania and see what we can get.
I swear to God, right when you said that on the show, I thought of the same thing. I was like, I was so nuts. So how'd that go, RBCP?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know what RTF had planned. I don't know if that's what... I don't know. Whatever. I had fun. That's all that matters.
I had fun.
I had fun.
Like everybody was laughing like crazy.
Everyone was laughing at my... one of the things I said that I didn't think was very funny. I was like, really?
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you.
We were such
and
assholes.
And then the one thing
that
I thought was funny, nobody laughed at.
We were such assholes to that girl that thought she won the contest.
Legend already put that up. That was
really? Like it's on YouTube?
Yeah, the whole thing?
Yeah, on YouTube.
He was really fast.
Damn it.
With a cool graphic in the background.
Oh, and
being all modest.
On pranky calls, I'm going to go look. I'm going to go listen to it right now.
Legend 813.
No,
yeah, let's just replay it and
that'll save us a lot of trouble.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Just replay it, Brad.
Hey, look, there it is. Big graphic and everything. I take it you're not in your
what's
cab
the graphic.
You didn't put the video from Justin Bieber TV?
What, you reposted my video? I didn't know you did that. I thought you just posted my own.
That's you told me to, didn't you?
No, I really don't care. It's fine. I just
wait. What video?
Like, it's a video that I made last week, and I took it down because I thought it was a good idea to take it down. And then Legend, he's a big jerk, and he put it back up.
The phone book?
Yeah.
Why did you think you needed to take that down, though?
Well, because I have people, like, sending me pizzas and stuff. People, you know, are figuring out my address.
Oh, did it show your address on it?
No, but, like, you know, I'm next to the phone company. How many addresses could
I delicious, or
dude, you can't, like, look in a phone book for
no,
a fucking CO.
No, that's because no, I tried.
You can go to dslreports.com and get the address to the CO.
Oh,
thank you for giving it out now, RBCP. Now more people are going to find you.
Yeah.
Well, was that website again?
It's not a huge deal. It's just, it's nice not having pizzas and taxis sent to me.
Yeah.
It's not a huge deal. You just took down the video.
I think a lot of your videos, you talk about, fucking the CO's right there, though.
Yeah.
Too many. Brad, maybe that's payback for saying my last name. Remember one time you said my last name, and then you said you would take it out, and you never did? Brad.
You're not the only one guilty of that.
My name is fucking Hillock.
Matt Hillock, 2012. Don't renege.
Check out the Gopher page, Rossi. You'll fucking shit your pants.
Nig, that's racist.
What page is that? I need a link or something.
The Gopher thing? That's the shit that fucking Sunlight's always
talking about. CactiRadio.com/underground.
Hey, you guys, we can use video in the Skype conference because Cool Rob bought it.
Oh, let's not use video for me.
No more tiny chat, you guys.
Roxy, are you naked?
Yeah.
I had a question. What's the survival higher use group video shit? What's going on right there?
What's the question?
Who's that nonsense? It's popping up right now.
Huh?
It says some people on the call need to get Skype 5.0.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Just that Roxy's on an older version.
I don't see that. Are you on Linux?
I'm on Linux.
Yeah. She's on
I am not on Linux.
She's on too cheap to buy Windows.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, Brad, you're so adorable.
No, that's not true.
CactiRadio.com/underground.
Send upgrade. It's not.
Stick 'em. Anyone breaking up or something?
It's me. That's
my crew. You have to click on crew.
Okay, I'm calling Hotel Pennsylvania. Should we have a plan?
Welcome to the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's a lovely place.
Should we,
Wow, is it breaking up for you or just me?
You're breaking up too, Roxy. Maybe it's all your fault.
Probably.
Mr. Spessa.
Mr. Spessa?
Is he on here?
What?
Oh, he's gone now.
Mr. Spessa wasn't here. Quit tricking me.
Is that Mr. Spessa?
Wait, can everyone else talk? Is it just me?
It's all sounding bad.
Oh, let me go yell at my kids. They probably got torrents going. Give me 1 second. Okay. Damn it, now I gotta put on pants!
No, you don't. That's what made them kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Spessa is on here.
No way.
His name is Sezen.
No,
he's gone now.
That's Cock
Holiday. Yeah, that was Mr. Spessa.
No, it's Mr. Spessa's biggest fan.
Oh. Well, that's disappointing. I don't have any fans anymore.
I'm still a fan of yours. You're awesome.
Months. Roxy. I've got that one show recorded. Do you want me to put it up?
Okay.
What show?
The one show that you did back in, what was it, November?
November of last year?
Yes.
That was stopped doing the... Yeah, go ahead, put it up. I guess, just don't put my name Roxy in it. Put Stacy. Please.
Okay, it's going to be brought to you by Chromium Steel Performance.
Hi, RBCP.
Hello.
Matt, I'm back.
There were no torrents happening. Is everything better now?
Everything's better now.
It's just
got better after you left.
It's my presence that fucks everything up.
Yep. What's your YouTube channel, Legend?
Which one?
Which one?
The one that you're putting this stuff up on that you're telling us to go look at.
YouTube.com/legend813A.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you, Brad. I asked Legend, but okay.
Legend813A.
So he just put up this Radio Statler thing.
You should be subscribed anyway, Roxy.
Yeah, what the hell, Roxy? Don't you like Legend and us?
No, I don't subscribe to anything.
You're not
cool.
Subscribed to my channel?
So you're like a hipster.
Ottawa County, Kansas tornado. That's what I want to see.
Okay, so for Hotel Pennsylvania, what should we do? Like, who should talk?
Are you staying there, actually?
Yeah, I'm up in the room right now.
So why did you give me a different? why did you give me a different time zone then?
What do you mean?
God.
Well, you told me we'd be staying on until, and then you gave a California or Oregon time zone.
Well, it's because Cacti Radio's in California is on West Coast time zone, so I just try to keep things normal. You know, I do.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're having fun.
I don't believe you.
It's GMT minus 7, dummy.
No, we should call Hotel Pennsylvania and then call a room with a dot matrix in the background and tell them that there's a problem with their bill.
Well, I want to see if we can get info from the front desk people by saying we're corporate or something.
We need shitty Samantha.
Okay. Then we definitely need the dot matrix.
I can handle that.
And then we got to say that we're doing a survey.
I don't know. I think that one was a fluke, but it's definitely worth the try.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work at Hotel Pennsylvania.
Oh, you know what? We could tell them that there was a problem registering the last few guests.
Yeah, that would work. So, yeah. But, okay, who is their corporate office? They have to answer to somebody.
I don't know. Like, we need to think positively, though.
How could we figure that out?
Let's do some research.
Say that you're Emmanuel Goldstein.
Hotel Pennsylvania. Is that in New York?
Yeah, it is. I've got the number.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, New York.
Okay.
Corporate office.
You may just... Okay.
I'll paste their owner in a moment.
Okay, I found it.
Hotelpenn.com?
Pennsylvania.nyc.com?
I just have hotelpenn.
Rondo Reality Trust says that's their owner placed.
All right, you guys. I'll figure this out. Fernando Realty Trust is a fully integrated real estate investment thing.
I think we're putting too much thought into this.
Wait, we're not.
Was it named Fernando Corporate?
Who's
going to
be talking?
Was it?
It's. I don't even see Fernando on here on this page.
They're in 7th Avenue, New York, New York. There you go.
The Garment District.
And here's here's our owner's number as well.
So who's talking?
I don't know.
I nominate Hylok.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Hey, sugar tits. I'm calling to get info.
You guys, all right. Here are the executive management people, so you can say you're one of them.
Oh, that's too much work.
God, RBCP, you are such a bummer.
I'm a little...
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, Roxy's going to do it.
Even though I'm tired.
Just say, hey, I'm calling from the corporate office. That's all you have to say. And then if they ask for details, then start reading info from this page.
See?
Okay.
I don't even have
the page in front of me.
Where'd the chat go?
We'll try and post you things.
I just pasted it.
I don't know where the chat went.
How may I direct you call?
Hello?
How may I direct you call? Yes, ma'am. How may I direct you call,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes, can I talk to the front desk, please?
What is it in reference to, ma'am?
This is corporate.
What is it in reference to, ma'am?
I have some information here for the front desk. It's very important. I do the overnights.
You may do the overnight, ma'am, but I'm asking you for a reason. But you want the front desk? I'm going to give you the front desk.
Bitch.
Cox sprocket.
Bitch.
Damn, what the...
Yes, I'm a Christian. Watch your language.
Why, because she's black?
I know the first question I'm going to ask.
Then call her Moon Cricket.
Who the fuck was that?
It's Fernando. Okay.
Oh. Fornado.
Fornado.
Like tornado with a V.
These are the people?
Yeah, those are the people who own the Hotel Pennsylvania. They're real estate investors.
I'm going to give you the front desk. That's what you want.
Take
yes.
that.
God, yes, that is originally what I asked for.
What a bitch. That was crazy. I'm never...
Hello?
Come on, hunt operator, how may I direct your call?
Yes, I still need to speak to the front desk. And okay, don't be a bitch about it this time.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Excuse me, ma'am, what did you say?
Front desk?
What did you say about being a what about what?
I said front desk, please. Hello? Oh my god.
She's gonna be happy with you.
Okay, Arby, if she answers again, because the front desk doesn't answer, you need to ask for the front desk, because she's just being a bitch.
She scared you.
She's a woman hater. It's okay.
Excuse me, what did you call me?
That was funny.
That's what she was doing. Was being a bitch about it.
Oh yeah, she definitely was. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, I was a what? A what? You heard me.
Oh no, you didn't.
You were telling her.
She heard me the first time.
Oops.
It's gonna go back to her.
Great.
So that's
anybody at the front desk?
Their method of security is not picking up the phone.
Wow, Doppler radar, Highlands County. Yes.
That's my favorite county to watch Doppler radar in.
A lot of weather stuff there, White Rock Sandstorm.
Sir?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Okay, please hold on.
Does not know how to transfer us, apparently.
What's a telephone?
Hello?
It's the same Chili Peppers call in on.
Hello, front desk? Oh.
What the hell was that?
I think we're getting closer.
We're getting closer.
Warmer? Warmer?
40, 10, 5,000 club rooms with high-speed
so cold.
Internet access.
What is he doing?
TVs, alarm clock radios with an iPod dock and a private lounge with
he's mad.
Breakfast. Complimentary computer usage and coffee.
That was a woman.
24 hours
whatever.
A day.
I'm not sure I agree with you, Roxy.
www.hotelpen.com. Because she was being a bitch about
thanks
it.
For continuing to hold a representative.
Miss VK, can I help you?
Yes, is this the front desk?
Yeah, front desk speaking.
Finally. Okay, this is Stacy. I'm from the corporate office. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. First of all, I want to know the name of the operator because she was just not very nice.
Oh, I do apologize. Well.
Yeah, do you know her name? Cause
yeah, her name is Miss Watson.
Miss what?
Her name is Miss Watson.
Watson, okay.
Yeah, we only have one operator in the night.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to my manager about that. That was just uncalled for.
I'll speak to her about it.
Yeah, she called me a bitch.
I do apologize, so I'll speak to you about it.
But yes, please do. I'm Stacy, I'm from corporate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some problems. I've got a report here printing out. And it says it didn't really register the last five guests. So I just have to have the...
Register.
Yeah, they did not register in my system. I'm trying to do the audit here. What were their names?
What names?
The last five guests.
that we checked in?
Yes.
Let's see. What is
like, exactly the last five didn't come through, and seems to be some sort of...
Because the date probably
computer
rolled.
Computer issue I'm having here.
No, and the probably date probably rolled, and those are the ones that they reinstate. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, maybe.
Because what happened is when the date rolled, they go into no show, and then they maybe when they reinstate them and check them in, that's why you didn't see it.
Oh, so okay. So can you just give me the last five?
That's checked in.
Yes.
I have to go through a whole bunch here now. I don't know.
No, just look at it by time. The last five.
Let's see, check in.
Look at chat.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking right now to see which one checked in.
Sorry, the BLT drive went AWOL. It's still going AWOL. I'm trying to do it now. Sorry. It's not working. Okay, well, if I give you a... let's see. Database just changed from... I don't know what that is. Do you know the 2600 group?
No.
For Hope? The Hope group?
Yeah, the Hope group, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I just get a few names from there? That would be pretty helpful. I can compare it to my list, because those were some of them. They didn't actually all come through here because of the date changeover. That's mainly the group I'm having trouble with right now because of the BLT drive. Mm-hmm. If you could give me the names, the room numbers that they're in, I can compare it to my list here and make sure I got all of them. Because Kevin Mitnick is telling us that he doesn't have the full list here.
Hope group, right?
And Emmanuel Goldstein.
You want some names that are already checked in?
Yeah, because Emmanuel Goldstein is supposed to be responsible for keeping track of all these people, and he said that he doesn't have the full list. So if you could just give me the names of the people for 2600 that checked in so far for Hope.
Yep. Adam Yuval.
How do you spell his last name?
Yuval. Adam. Adam.
Okay. What's his room number?
Room number?
Yeah, where is he at?
I'm not sure if I should give out his phone number.
Oh, don't worry about that. What about his phone number? Did he put a phone number on file?
Yes, he did.
Oh, what's his phone number on file there? So I can...
972.
Yeah?
547.
Mm-hmm.
404-172.
Wait, that's more than a few...
You calling... Where are you calling from, you said?
I'm from the corporate office.
From where? Which corporate office?
Wait, I'm a little confused here. That's more than 10 digits.
Which corporate office you're calling from?
I'm calling from the Vornado corporate office for Hotel Penn.
For Hotel Penn? And where are you guys located?
We're on 7th... Well, you guys are on 7th Avenue, right?
Oh, you should know that.
Right?
I don't know.
What exactly are you asking me?
I want to know who are you. So I can, because I don't want to give out information, because I don't know you. I wouldn't want to give out information or guest information to you. you should know all of that if you work for Vornado, isn't it?
Right. Well, I'm in D.C.
You're in D.C. and what are you doing with this information? We're not supposed to give out information over the phone.
Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hi, my name is John Draper. I'm working in the corporate office as well. I'm your supervisor. I believe she can answer you properly. But we're on 888 7.
No, actually, John, I already got a hold of them at that location, but we're in the Warner Building at 1299 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
We also have a New York office on 1280 Avenue of the Americas. But they do the daytime stuff. We do the nighttime stuff here in Washington, D.C. So if you ever get a call from corporate at nighttime, it's Washington. Mm. Okay?
And who are you working with regarding to with the hotel stuff?
Well, my name is Stacy.
Okay.
And I'm working with Wendy Silverstein.
Okay.
And she's the co-head of acquisitions and capital markets. She's the vice president.
Okay, I know her, Wendy Silverstein.
You know her? Do you know David Greenbaum?
Sure, I know David Greenbaum. I see.
Yeah,
David,
he's the
David
president.
Greenbaum every day, yeah.
Yeah. So I work with him, and I work with Wendy.
Okay, and your name is Stacy.
Stacy, right.
From Washington.
From Washington, D.C.
What is your last name?
I don't really feel comfortable giving out my last name. Is that okay?
I would need that because I... Because
they know me.
I know they know you, because you obviously you know these people's name. But
right.
I would, you know, in order for me to give out information, I got to feel comfortable.
Okay.
Who I'm giving it out to. So Stacy, what's your last name?
My last name,
mm-hmm.
It's spelled S T A K L A N G.
N G.
Hyphenated.
Okay. You know, okay. Stacy, I would have to go and verify this first before I give out information, right?
Well, I just, I'm just a little confused, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little confused about the phone number that you gave me, 972-547-4040-172.
That's the phone number that we have here, but it looks like too much number.
But, yeah, that's right.
That's what I have in the system here.
Okay, do you want my phone number, my personal
sure.
phone number
yeah.
for my cell phone?
No. What is your business phone number in Washington?
Well, I can give you my personal cell phone number.
What is your? You don't have your your business number?
I prefer really not to. Cause I'm not at an office actually where you can contact me. I mean, I can give you the main number. The main number is. Let me find it here. You probably want to talk to 703. No, that's our. No, that's Virginia. Never mind. That one will work because it gets forwarded here sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
703-769-1250.
Mm-hmm. What number is that?
That's the main number. If you actually call them.
Uh-huh.
You can ask for Stacy Stackling,
mm-hmm.
and you should get to me.
So that number...
They'll forward it to me.
This number is in Virginia, you said?
Yeah, but I'm not always at the Arlington, Virginia location.
Oh, okay.
So...
Okay, what is your personal number, you said?
I have my own personal number that this number gets forwarded to. It's 505-796... 4020.
Okay. All right. I would not be able to give you information. I would have to confirm with these people first and my boss, Nicotra.
But they're asleep right now, and I'm in I have these reports to get done, and if I don't get them done, I'm going to get in trouble. I've only been here for about 3 months, and
yeah,
I really don't.
we don't do business in the night like that.
But I don't want to lose my job, okay? Mm-hmm. Please.
I can't give out information. I'm sorry.
But I can't lose my job. This is really important to me. I have two kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't.
I mean, I really, I really need this.
Yeah, we would have to verify this.
Because I have to write this report. Otherwise, Wendy is going to be so mad at me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do this. I'm surprised you haven't. How long have you been there?
17 years.
And you never got a call at night?
Never did.
Well, from my understanding, they changed things a little bit because...
Yeah, we'll have to verify with them, and then we'll get this.
Well, let me ask you something, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, if I ask you something,
sure.
There's another name I want to ask you about. Mm-hmm. See if it's on that list.
Okay.
Do you have a Brad Carter on that list?
No.
What about Kevin Mitnick?
Kevin Mitnick.
Because that's one that Emmanuel Goldstein is saying he's missing.
Kevin Mitnick. No, I don't.
No. I have five of them that are missing, that he says are missing here. And I don't even know that they, can you tell me how many people total are in that group? Is John Draper in there? Adrian Lamo?
Adrian Lamo?
Yeah, is he in that group?
No.
What about John Draper? I actually have not talked to John Draper for a while. This is not... Those were the names I was missing. What about Adrian Crenshaw? Crenshaw.
No, we don't have that either.
Speedy Gonzalez? Oh, no. Sorry, that was a different name. I don't know, man. I don't know why you can't. Can you just tell me the names? You don't have to give me phone numbers.
He just hung up.
Oh.
That's weird. He just hung up. Maybe he knew what Speedy Gonzales was.
Good job, Roxy.
Can we call back and have one of the guys talk to that operator and tell her she's being a
bitch? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Who should do it? Who should talk to that first person? Because maybe they have access to the computer.
Not only that, but she was a bitch.
Yeah, Mrs. Watson.
Yeah, now we know what her name is.
Mrs. Twatson.
Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Me? Triquel?
What a gun.
Legend?
Mrs. Watson. Oh, it's Jin.
Who should do it? Who should do it?
Fun. I nominate Legend because he's a sexy man.
Legend, you want to get all the info?
No, not necessarily the info. Just tell Miss Watson she's a bitch.
No, I want the info, because then we can...
Info's fun.
Then that'll freak out all the attendees of Hope if we get all their info. I want to piss off hackers.
Fuck her, just tell her she's a bitch.
I want to have a bullseye on my forehead from all the hackers of the world.
You want to get pissed on it.
But if I contribute, doesn't that mean that I'll work with?
A bag of piss thrown on you.
Am I talking?
Yes.
Wasn't that a threat to you? A bag of piss?
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
I'd say so. That guy was pretty smart. I mean, he gave you one number.
Yeah, he gave me a number that was not really a number.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
That was an extension.
It was a social security number.
It's like his work number. 972, is he from Dallas?
Probably. He probably just gave a bunch of extra digits. Maybe the extra digits were like his room number or something.
Or his extension?
Maybe. What? No. What?
What was that?
This is neat. This is a Skype voice.
What you doing, Matt?
972-547. We should call that. He gave me one number and then was like, nope.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Are you doing it or am I doing it?
Oh, guys, you were giving the Hotel Pennsylvania address. I had to look for their corporate office on that website.
Make sure you give me info because I don't know anything. I'm dumb.
Brad, look at the Vornado Realty here.
Poor Brad. Like if you want me to. Shit.
Hold on. I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Go to... Let's see.
Go to folder lingerie pics.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
That was a McKinney phone number.
Oh my god, this is sexy.
That number that was given was from McKinney, Texas. I used to live there.
Holy crap.
Holy shit. Are you at Hope?
I think you're at Hope, Roxy.
Hey, come up to our room, kid.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me come in. They said I was too dirty and I didn't shower enough. But you can go there.
We're in 2258.
I wish I could find these. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, funny enough, they didn't let you in for being too dirty, but they let
me in. I can't find it now, Brad.
Well, I did stand
it was on the it was on the Vornado website. Oh.
Hello?
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from the corporate office with Hotel Pennsylvania with Renato.
Please hold on.
Thank you for continuing to hold. Your call is very important to us and is being kept in priority sequence. New York's Hotel Pennsylvania is one of only two hotels in...
Wow. Sounded like the end of The Shining there.
I think we're going to have to try again tomorrow.
Brad, you needed to tell her she was a bitch.
I can do that.
If we don't get anything, I'll call back and let her know. We're looking at your employee file here, and it looks like it appears that you're a bitch.
Your name is Miss Watson, right? Last name Watson?
They had a private investigator look into your medical records. It seems you have a mild case of severe cunt syndrome.
I wonder if that front desk guy is still going to report her, even though he doesn't believe you.
I know, he's like, oh, I will have a talk with her. There was no empathy or anything in his voice. It did not sound like he was actually going to have a talk with her.
He sounds like a guy that's worked nights in a hotel for 17 years.
He sounds like a guy that does that at work, and then he goes home and gets cuckolded by his wife.
I'll get right on it.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I'll have a talk to her.
Yeah, right.
I'll have a talk with her. Did you talk to her yet, or should call him back? Did you talk to her yet?
Where are we on
hold?
What's going on?
Yeah, she's probably listening there, rubbing her clit to you.
we lost the 1930s music.
I would say stroking it.
What a bitch!
Are we talking to them right now? Are they listening?
Yeah.
Apparently,
covered beast.
What? Apparently, that phone number is for North Texas Trailers.
Ah. I've learned that women say apparently that it's typically a lie.
Roxy, you liar.
Yeah, that's the phone number. Hey, show the owner of this number as North Texas Trailer. So who is that guy whose name you gave me to ask about? Apparently,
no,
he's from Texas.
He gave the name as like
moving the phone around.
I think.
Hey, we should try to get transferred to someone's room.
They actually have the phone in their hand, I think.
Yeah,
I just heard on their shoulder.
I just heard voices. Yeah. Hotel Pennsylvania, are you listening?
Who is Adam Uvalt?
I don't know. Somebody in Texas, apparently.
He's probably going to hate that we're saying his name out loud. And his number got read off.
Yeah. Sounds like a fake name.
I think we're going to fail at the hotel tonight. Maybe we can have better luck tomorrow.
Well, we found one number, apparently, that goes to Texas, North Texas Trailers.
I want them to be as dumb as the other con. You know,
gotta have someone who's not flirty.
Roxy, go to his place, because you know he's not there. You can go
Holy
shit.
Hello? Did the front desk just answer?
Are you listening to us? Hello?
Front desk person, because this usually works in your state. If you're into boys, do you want to go on a date together? George in the fashion district.
I hear something.
Maybe the phone's just off the hook.
Oh, that's the name of a show.
You should have a show about phones.
Call it the phone show.
Yeah. Good idea.
And it can talk about phones.
You should have a show about fun.
Time.
What?
Speaking about shows about fun, we should have more of those too.
Yeah, Brad, can we do one next week?
Yeah, you know what? Like, we were supposed to do one this Sunday. You told me to stay home and be available for you, so I did.
Didn't you call me and cancel?
No, I didn't. I rejected plans to go out with somebody so I could do your dumb show, and then you just never showed up. You big jerk. So don't ask me to do it anymore.
Wait, what?
This past Sunday, you were supposed to do the show.
I don't remember that. I remember you canceling.
You called me and asked me. You're like, we're going to be doing a show this Sunday.
You told me you couldn't do it.
Nope.
No, I spoke to him very late on Sunday, and he was pretty upset.
Are you serious?
Stupid Roxy.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
No. It was fucking. We ended up being fucking around.
Why didn't
but there
you
was
call
like,
me?
There was no fun in it.
Don't be such a flake, Roxy.
Wait, why didn't you call me?
Shh.
You're lying.
Nope. Yeah, I'm lying. It's all my fault.
Are you serious?
No.
Yes, he's serious.
I'm a big liar.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad. Sorry.
More under the table work for you, sweetheart.
Aww.
Wait, there's under the table work I can have?
I think we're going to give up on this hotel thing.
Hey, Brad, did you get my wonderful list of all the 7-Eleven numbers?
Where would that be?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, it was in your Skype because you guys were doing 7-Eleven. So I was
such
like,
a
why don't
lovely
I just,
place.
Why don't I just get like 20 7-Eleven numbers from Vancouver and get Brad?
If she answers,
Brad
I want to tell her something.
It.
Oh, yeah, I see some.
Did anyone put the Hyatt numbers to use I sent in?
Yeah, I need Miss Watson to answer. Did you hang up?
I fucking told you guys.
I see Hyatt numbers.
What'd you say, buddy?
Huh?
My right hand is really cold. My left hand isn't.
I think you're dying.
Have you been whacking off with your left hand?
Guys, I was supposed to go to bed like an hour ago.
Fine.
Good morning, hotel operator. How may I direct your call?
Oh, hello, ma'am. Is this Miss Watson?
Yes, it is.
Miss Watson, you're a bitch.
Yes.
Hello, Miss
Watson. Have nothing else. You have nothing else to do, right? You have a blessed day, okay? God bless you.
Miss Watson,
bitch.
Before you go.
God the faggot.
I love
God you. Bless you. God bless you, okay?
Like
you.
My name's Dave. Cut. Hang up the phone.
I didn't sneeze.
You have nothing better to do?
I don't think they liked us.
Phone loser.
Draco, what was that text you sent me?
Oh, that's something. I was booking hotels earlier, and Hyatt gave me all those numbers for their guests that are checking in.
Oh.
So it's like confirmation numbers, cell numbers.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
I sent it to RB, Trevor, Mr. Spessa, Rob.
I have it.
Welcome to the botnet. Man, I'm so happy we gave that lady a piece of our mind.
She's probably going to go home and kill herself now.
No, she won't.
Can we watch it on YouTube or just in TV?
Just place to go looking for you, Roxy.
So I'd like Justin
music.
Bieber.
Hey, what the
Dana
hell?
Likes him.
Hope.net uses Justin TV.
Justin Bieber?
No, Justin TV.
Why am I still watching them just sit there? And
yeah,
I'm not even
I am
like
too.
Justin Bieber?
And I still see Rob T. Firefly sitting there. We should get on. We should listen to their show.
You should
yeah, let's just listen to their show instead. Let's just listen to their show instead
Everybody's video is just fucking spinning, yeah. Except for little Kyle Holiday.
Really? You see me?
Arby's and Rob.
I see Rob, and I see mine.
I don't see anybody. I just see mine.
But yours is spinning, Holiday, but it wasn't before. Burr has been spinning the entire time.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'm just too attractive.
Yeah.
Is Burr an attractive man?
I'm a little...
We'll never know, because it's just spinning...
Yeah, but you should fix that.
Burr's bald, so no.
Wait, why are guys talking about how attractive other guys are? Come on.
Because I'm gay.
We're all so delicious.
Yep.
Since you left Roxy, we've all turned gay. Hey,
I turned Barbie gay.
Here is the Hope stream.
And for the hacker community, or as Gonzo seems to want to label it now, the hacker neighborhood.
This sounds really boring compared to our show.
Because discussing these things and educating
He's trying
and
to be
there's even more background noise now.
Yeah, what happened? He's trying to be serious.
I think what we do and quite a lot of what...
Background noise make you sound like you're in a public place, which makes you sound serious. I learned that from the news station.
It sounds like...
Yeah, you know they do that in car dealership ads.
They do it on PLA stuff, too.
It makes it sound legit, you know?
With thought matrix printers.
I think if we send the SWAT team to the hotel Pennsylvania, it'll be a lot more fun. The stream.
Shut up.
I think we should send them all pizza at their little show.
I don't even know where the show is.
They'll probably thank us for that.
You were there, of course you do.
Oh, did you guys hear? You know, LinkedIn got hacked.
Yes,
that was news
from 3 weeks ago. I really wish I would have gotten hacked so the hackers can start sending out resumes for me because I need a new job.
Weren't those like fairly old passwords as well?
I want a job.
That's an old news story. Like the news story from this week is Yahoo got hacked.
LinkedIn.
I really wish they would have hacked mine so that they could start getting a job for me.
Well, hang on, how about this? If you give us your password and username, we'll hack it for you.
The girl disappeared from Radio Statler.
Honestly, I don't even remember mine. It keeps me in.
It's a skinhead.
Yeah.
What?
And there's a guy that thinks he's really awesome because he smokes those e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm blowing so much smoke.
He's vaping. He's like, look at me, I'm Trevor. Oh,
dude, he wants to be like Trevor. It's fucking hot.
That's right. Yeah, he's just like over and over and over. He's like smoking way too fast.
I turned that shit off.
I'd look for news, but...
I thought maybe that's what was fucking up the video, but apparently it wasn't. All it was able to do is restart mine.
I've got breaking news. Japan's 50 phones with Motorola over phone patents.
Whoa.
My period ended 2 days ago.
My period is starting up.
So are you not fertile right now? Or extra fertile?
Are you sure it's a period and not just, you know...
Sorry.
It's just damage from all the fucking things she sticks up there. Toy trains.
Dude, it's not her fault that you decided to fucking get a little miniature train track and ram it up there when she was sleeping.
I do things.
Oh, we weren't supposed to talk about that, were we? Shit.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
LinkedIn got hacked a month ago, and Roxy wants to talk about it tonight.
Breaking news. Last FM had better response.
No,
to that
hell on.
Breaking news.
Stop and restart your cam, dude.
Roxy just
disappeared. Done it many times, man.
Breaking news. Hillock, I'm drinking all your beer right now. I'm at your house secretly in your basement drinking your fucking beer.
Oh, yeah. Hillock, you better go check your basement.
Yeah, I don't have a basement.
Sure you do. I mean, you're outside of your bathroom.
Damn.
More at 11.
Totally. Basement here is a parking garage.
We'll be sending Lolly Fujishima to Matt Hillock's house more later on tonight for a breaking news interview.
So what just got hacked the other day? Forum Spring.
Yahoo got hacked yesterday or the day before, maybe?
It was Forum Spring, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Forum Spring and Yahoo this week.
Good.
Oh, no. Oh, what the fuck? What just happened? What just happened? I didn't hang up.
Thank you for calling the Walmart Vision Center.
Your Skype credit is slowly draining.
Hi,
can you hear me?
You're a bitch. You're a huge bitch.
Rock and roll.
Rolling Grenville.
Woo!
Hello? We're calling from the corporate office. We need to do a customer survey.
Sir. Love mistress. Hi, sir.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, ma'am. Hi.
Hey, Pat.
Yes?
What?
You win $1,000.
You can talk to me for 50 cents a minute, big girl.
Who is this?
Girl, my name's
Frank. Let's travel to space.
$24 an hour, you can phone sex with me till you come gushes up. Cummy cum cum.
Hello?
Poopy pants for the win.
It's in your butt, boy. It's in your butt.
Hello?
It's in your butt. It's in your butt. Fuck you.
It's in your butt.
It's in your butt, boy.
Who called this back?
It's up your asshole, you little bitch.
It's in your rear end.
Fuck your mother.
I will.
You want to go, motherfucker?
Dude, we can put that on Motherless if you click on it.
Talking mad shit over the internet. I bet you wouldn't say that to me face to face.
He's on a telephone, not the internet, you big silly gum.
Whatever. It's all the same shit.
That was fun. I don't know what happened. I didn't hang up. It just, like, everyone just went off. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
We got hack source from the hotel.
Hi, Jen. Hi, RBCP. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Matt Tranquil.
Hi, RB. Hi, Rob. Hi, Hillock. Hi, Jen. Hi, Burr.
Again, I only see stupid cock holidays, Cam. Everybody
you didn't see
else?
Mine?
No.
My Cam is... I finally see you now, Hillock.
I see you, Hillock.
Yeah, but I just
spy with my little eye a shower curtain.
Cool. Rob, I want you to tell me about how you keep hooking up with high school girls and you stay the same age. How's
that
go?
Fuck?
What the fuck?
Fucking shit on Rob. Don't fucking talk shit on Rob. Fucking A.
High school girls? What are you talking about?
He's going with alright, alright. He just wants to say alright, alright, alright.
What
the? Bro, you're breaking up a lot. You need to fix your internet and come back. That'd be great.
Who does?
Burr
does.
He's breaking up every 20 milliseconds.
Burr, if you're trying to sell a high school girl, that's one thing. But don't accuse Rob of bad things. He's a nice guy. And a good Christian.
I'm not spinning. I see me and Matt.
I see me and Matt. I don't see RBCP.
God damn it.
So weird.
My cam got disabled. Hold on, I got it. Hold on.
RB, should I pour some whiskey on my keyboard so it gets sent to you over Telnet?
That's just going to make your computer come alive, and it'll be named Edgar.
Well, last time I did that, most of my keys stopped working with that. Maybe because I beat it afterwards.
It's
because
you got to use a hairdryer on it immediately afterwards.
I have phone-related news. Bing 411 has been effectively shut down.
Well, that's not news to any of us.
This is a sad loss without Skype credit like me. But we do have Tell Me.
You know, you can buy Skype credit.
Just sell your stupid Hot Wheels and get some Skype credit.
But yeah. Those are like my childhood.
Jesus Christ.
Childhoods are retarded. Just take a picture of your Hot Wheel and then sell it.
Cam whore.
That's exactly what my little
cousin money, said
about my grandmother's car. I said, take a picture of it, then sell it. So
that's what I do with all my old crap. I just take a picture and sell it.
Do what I did to my old boss's checkbook.
You give pictures away over the internet. That's what you do.
Honey, just come inside of it where it's not visible, sell it, and take a picture. No one will notice, and it'll be really fun for you.
Weird. I'm not a big weirdo. You know that.
No. Yeah, you are.
A big weirdo.
Nope.
But you do wear those things that you wore on air on Tiny Chat quite well. At least Matt thinks so.
What?
Oh, you're little suckies.
Yeah.
and then you just play with your crotch.
And you angle the cam down and wait for Matt's compliments to flood in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're like, ooh, Uncle Matty, that's weird.
Are we actually on air or no?
We're on Cacti, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to mention that thing about Molly Eldridge who checked in at a hotel then. Never mind.
I'm actually going to wear my choker. I'm going to put my choker on, you guys.
Actually, can we call a little old Molly and say hi?
Yeah, what's the number? Oh, yeah. Molly, is that... That's not what we called earlier today, is it?
No, that's the Hyatt House in Colorado Springs.
All right, I'm calling it.
All right. That's her cell number, by the way. Or whatever number she used to check in.
Who's listening to Kill Bill's shit?
I'll mute.
Hi, thanks for calling. You've reached the Eldridges and A&A Mechanical.
Speak up.
Please leave a message with the tone, and we'll call you back as soon as we can. You need to reach Alan Eldridge of A&A Mechanical immediately.
Doesn't sound like a cell phone to me.
209-2621. Thank you. Have a great day.
I didn't get the... Oh. Hi, Molly. I'm kind of hoping that Alan doesn't get this. I'm sorry I'm leaving this at an opportune hour, but, you know, if the pregnancy test should come back positive and we do have an HIV-infected baby, it's, you know, I know that I was scared about not being able to pay enough to, you know, raise it and take care of it, but I love you in a very special way, and you're my very special somebody, so give me a call back, honey. I love you. Bye. JK.
T.
All right, fellas, my super cute choker is now on. Confirmed.
Aww, I can't see it, so it doesn't matter to me.
I see the spinny. Look. Yeah.
Oh, you see my spinny thing.
Yep.
Yeah. But you don't want to show me, because then I'll
why
just...
Why is everybody's cameras working so janky tonight?
It's okay, because I don't really want to see Holiday anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to see RBCP, so I guess it works.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to try Hotel Pennsylvania again and just see what happens.
I only want to see the choker used as a cock ring.
Oh, I don't use it. I don't beat off anymore.
How about you use Matt's lips as a cock ring?
I'm glad my camera's spinning because I'm naked.
Ooh, cool. I can see it.
Damn it. No, yeah, Trinkle's got you.
Shit.
Screen cap it.
It's a no-pants zone.
You guys ever watched Price is Right?
When I was 10?
Never even heard of it. I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
Yeah, explain it to us, please.
Come on, New York Hotel Pennsylvania, Mrs. Watson speaking. How may I direct your call?
Hello, this is Greg from the corporate office with Hotel Pennsylvania.
Yes?
We were having problems with the computer system there tonight.
Please,
do you have access?
Please hold on. Please hold on.
Sure.
Extensively renovated.
Is that Transylvania 65000 plan?
Mrs. Watson. Yeah, you know, like, Hotel Penn was the inspiration for that song, apparently. Emmanuel tells us that all the time. He thinks it's impressive.
Continental breakfast, complimentary computer usage, and coffee tea service 24 hours a day. For more information, visit us at www.hotel.
Is it breaking up for everyone else, too?
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're all, it sounds horrible. Matt, can you hear me? Holiday?
How's everyone hearing you?
Hello?
I heard you. Yeah, the things do sound a little bit worse.
Are you still here?
Yeah,
they started breaking up really bad when I got connected.
Yeah, because it's probably some fucking... It's probably not really... They probably, like, changed the calls going in there.
Maybe it's my fault that the cameras are messing up. Maybe I just have a bad connection tonight.
I don't know, because, like, right when you started talking about things, started breaking up, because the first time it's like...
Yeah, I can't even understand you, Matt. It's really bad.
Kill him.
Okay, I just hung up on everyone. And let me look for Laugh Track Matt.
Hi, pretty girl.
Hi. Can you see me? Oh, wait, no. I can see you. Can you see my camera right now?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Weird.
It's right when you started. I wonder if that's really the Hotel Pennsylvania.
It is.
Or if they hijack shit. And they're like, if anybody fucks with us, you know?
They got shit figured out there.
Yeah. Oh, we need Cool Rob on here.
Oh, let me get him on immediately. Maybe he's the problem. Stupid Cool Rob. Yeah, Holiday, they're all trying to call me as a group. They're so dumb.
Yeah, I know. Just be patient. Like, I don't ever just call groups back, you know?
No, hold on. Yeah, there's two calls going on.
Or just hang up on the other one.
Welcome back. The Fun Zone is here.
Hi.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, in the future, whenever everything just gets fucked up, just don't just call the group back. Just sit there for a second.
Yeah, you big dummies.
Oh, look, the party's here, everybody. We can see everybody.
I think it's my fault. I think my connection must be shitty tonight, because I'm the one hosting, so it's got to be me.
Honey, did you kill and steal a connection from the Johnsons or the Eldridges tonight?
Maybe.
Which one? I know the Johnsons don't have a very good connection. They don't pay very well. But the Eldridges, they pay very well.
It's hilarious that you think I live in a neighborhood.
There we are. I'm on Tiny Chat. What do you think of that?
Tiny Chat.
Ooh, legend. Where the hell?
Tiny Chat's being all weird for me, too. All the chat windows are, like, tiny. Like, I can't see any images.
It's really gay. There's some chat thing there. And it's tiny, too.
Legend!
Yeah, that's me.
Aww.
Hi, Legend!
Oh, I fixed it.
A restaurant or a golf place? Because apparently I can't tell what I'm looking at. Oh, laundry.
Yes, a laundry.
Oh, dude, do you live at the laundromat, man?
I live at
dude,
the laundromat.
That'd be so awesome.
Oh, breaking news. Bob Barker's left The Price is Right. Drew Carey's the new host.
Oh, wow. Breaking news. Wow.
Breaking news. Hitler is found dead.
That's what Book of Poots.
He's Book never been found dead.
Book of Poots just posted that.
May have hair.
Oh, I have hair.
Though, I do wish that we all can bow our heads in a moment of silence for our recent loss of John Draper.
Yeah.
God bless his soul.
And JonBenet.
Poor Crunchman. All the Johns are dying.
Yeah, it really sucks that Draper was massaging Stallone's kid a little too hard.
Yeah,
that was
awkward.
But it's another thing to die with your dick in a dude's ass, collapse on him so he can't breathe.
I don't want to drag Stallone's kid into it. He was actually a really cool guy. He ran Grindhouse Releasing. He's a big fucking all horror movie fans are big fans of his.
Can we be here if he's listening? I'm confused.
If he's listening on Cacti.
Oh, so we're actually on the thingy then. Yeah, can I say the bad words I want to say or no?
Sure.
Oh, look at the fat little lesbian go.
Mike one. It's clearly
RBCP, your arms are really hairy.
There's Mike's 2 and 3.
What's the 2 and 3 usually do? Just sit there and look pretty?
It's for when Evie and her friends come over.
When will I be invited over to use Mike 2 and 3?
Come over. He said today I was the only one able to come over.
Yep, can yep. I fuck over? Everyone else. No, no, you can't. Just Matt.
Can I sit outside in the yard and put up a tent?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I have a yard.
Four Loko.
Four Loko in my wine glass.
If you're pouring Four Loko in that glass, that's fucking awesome.
I had to.
That fruit punch, goddamn.
It's hot up here, and the ice was melting really fast. It's getting.
How hot is it? Like 60 degrees?
I don't know. Good question. Let's go check the thermostat.
Yeah, let's.
God, you need the fan there just to cool off? Wow,
dude. I can't reach it.
How did I not get a freak to sign my book?
Who cares about that guy anyway?
He was really funny tonight, man.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I like A Freak.
Yeah. You're just kidding. You hate A Freak.
Yeah, fuck A Freak. Fuck him and his stupid ass.
He was good. He can definitely go for like a lot. Like he'll he won't give up on shit. He doesn't just say fuck it.
He can go for too long.
Hammering.
You guys see my fan in the background?
It's a pretty cool fan.
It's pretty damn grainy, dude.
See that hole in my wall? That hole I made on accident.
It looks,
is that for watching little girls whack, like change clothes?
It's just a smudge to us.
I don't like girls. You know that.
Lee, you look like you live in a dirty fish tank with my old Picasso.
Holiday, how come you can't sell that Hot Wheel and get a $20 camera from Target?
I can get a $20 cam now. I have money.
Why don't you? Oh, you don't want to go outside. I forgot. I apologize.
Why don't you get Skype credit, you fucking idiot?
Because I don't have my credit card yet. Credit card's in the mail.
You can fucking buy one. You can just go buy a fucking goddamn debit card at a store. Like,
yeah, that costs more money, though, than it is to just get a...
You said you had money. You fucker. It makes sense.
I have money, but it's in the bank, and I don't have my checking account number.
And to get to the bank, I have to go outdoors.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, it's scary out there. There are bears and sunlight.
My mom brought the forms home, so all I have to do is sign it here. Yeah. So I don't have to go anywhere.
Dude, awesome, Brad.
It's still awesome, Brad, that a buddy gave it to me and then I sent it to you. My buddy Willie.
Ah, dude, I need to like message Will and say again. He was fun.
I keep it on my soundboard at all times.
Yeah, I know. It's nice. Him and Trevor used to get in some dangerous shit together.
Trevor, dangerous shit. No way.
Huh? Yeah, right. That doesn't sound like him.
He's
quite the cautious little Christian guy.
Here's the quote.
He's all about the bitches.
On a call, we're gonna bomb the place. That's Trevor.
Bug bombing, you big silly Billy.
He's gonna bomb it.
Yeah, I remember when they used to say bug bombs all the time on cacti. Like, that's all right. We're gonna bug bomb your house.
That's
all right.
Why not? When I had raccoons under my trailer, I took like 4 bug bombs and threw them under, and I was like, "But this will get these fuckers to move out. These little bastards scratching around their own." Yeah, I do believe so, but I think that's like when they came back, like rooting around my porch the one time, and I went out there and I was like, "Hey, get out of here!" And the fucking one just stood up his hand, put up his paws, let go, fucker. And I was like, I didn't know what to do, so I went back in the house and grabbed that walking stick that the hobo that said he was the reincarnation of Jesus Christ gave me. And I threw that at him.
Did it part the waters when it went after him?
Did it part his skull in two?
No, it didn't even
hit him. Did it part his hairy chest?
Wow, good one, Matt.
Well, did it at least part the grass next to him?
No, the clanking. Well, no, it was on a screened-in wooden porch, and he jumped out through the hole in the screen the way he got in.
What the hell? Do you have like cutlery lever security system there, where it's like just a screen door with a lock that's on the outside, with a latch on the outside?
After the pigs kicked in my door after the first domestic abuse case, like I couldn't like reliably lock my door anymore. It was nice that people Arby's were terrified about me enough.
Hey, Arby, can I have this real quick?
Yeah,
or do you want it?
It's Hotel Pennsylvania.
Yeah, just I know. I want to talk to the operator.
Ask for reservations. Miss Watson's not nice.
Ask for what?
A front desk or something.
Okay.
Room service. Try room service.
Yeah. Maybe. That's a good idea. Maybe we could get info from room service.
Or housekeeping.
Who?
Just, and then you can start talking about rooms.
Oh.
Yeah. That'll show them.
Room service should have, like, it just written on paper in there, like, who's ordered room service.
Yeah.
I think she recognizes the call already. She's like, I'm not picking up on this. Those motherfuckers.
It says phonelosers.org.
I was going to say, did you guys get prank calls because our phone system was hacked and they were trying to get personal information? And go from there.
I think they just have really shitty service there.
Like, it must.
Everybody's
and to all you, to all you fuckers listening, you should go to Lockpicking 101 and look for Legion 303 and pay him money for fucking lockpicks.
Or you guys could be street citizens nice like me and not lockpick or do crimes.
Aww, I don't do crimes. I just make people do stupid things on the telephone.
I like that Cock Holiday just called himself a street.
Oh. Well, I don't mean straight like that, but you know,
you're
like,
the gayest what straight thing you mean since gay went to gay town.
I am the gayest thing since gay went to gay town.
So
I really cool. am.
I love that Roxy upset Miss Watson so bad.
We can't talk to the old broad now.
And now they just
maybe you could call his god RBCP and what? Demand her to give us room numbers or whatever.
Call who?
She's a fine Christian lady.
The operator, because she said God bless and God have a blessed day.
You could throw on an echo and say you're good.
Yeah. Demand that she give you numbers.
Can I be Moses and you're laying me off because I didn't do my job well enough?
Hell yeah.
Maddie.
What?
My buddy Jim Bean says hi.
He's a fan of
yours. Hey, RBCP.
Hey, Holiday.
I heard through the grapevine that El Jefe likes transsexuals. Is that true?
I don't know. I've actually never talked to him about that kind of thing.
Oh.
We should. I'd like to know.
What the fuck? Legend? What is this?
Like, what kind of grapevine is this?
This grapevine is an IRC channel I hang out in with this one girl who knows El Jefe.
It's you virus.
okay. It just seems so small.
It is so small.
That's what he said.
Is it just saying so cold?
Yeah.
Nice.
So cold. It's a clip.
That's what they're going to fucking put on my grave if anybody has any money.
Are you guys going to hate me if I hang up? Yes. I want to get going.
No, I'll just be upset for an hour.
Are you done?
Kind of.
You drink the whole thing?
Yeah, it's all gone. I can.
Well, we can do something fun.
Don't you?
Do you have another one?
No, that's it.
Come
do you
on.
Have more alcohol for at all? True. Like beer, whiskey, vodka?
Well, it's not the alcohol. I got to be up early tomorrow. And
is there anything fun that you'd want to do that only you could do with me here? Because I'm here.
Okay. I really want to get through to Hotel Pennsylvania, goddammit.
Well, goddammit, let's do it. You're giving up too easily, RBC. Well,
they're not picking up.
Do you think about this coming up? Dude, do you want me to fucking call you, Brad? I call you, and then I call the hotel?
Oh, maybe.
Because it'll be a different thing then.
Everything seems fine now. Like, I can hear you guys.
No. But the change of color idea. Thinking she notices the idea.
Oh, maybe. But I think my caller ID just shows normal Skype caller ID like anyone.
You do know,
unless it shows your username.
Some people have said, yeah. Because mine can say Hillock 666.
Mine just says Salty, Salty Kisses.
Is that Cora?
Whose phone is ringing?
Not mine. I don't have a phone.
It's not GSM, so it's... Yeah, does he have CDMA?
They're with Paytech Communications. I don't know if that would show up.
I'll give you a Paytech Communication.
Your mom's a Paytech Communication.
Your face is a Paytech Communication.
That was too far, dude.
That wasn't nice.
You shouldn't have gone that, dude.
I'm sorry.
I gotta go.
That was out of line, kid.
Love you, RBCP.
Why'd you drive Arby out?
Just blame everyone. Blame Holiday for me having to go.
Everybody blame me.
I blame him for everything. I blame him for Hitler.
Jen, are you still on?
Jen can't talk because she doesn't have a mic.
She
can
type.
If she can hear us, she can type, Honey Bunches.
I pulled this from my little toe earlier.
You know what I just noticed? One person that's supposed to be here and on cam has walked away, and so has Jen.
Very suspicious.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
I love the end.
You gotta love the end. Where is the end?
Oh, he heard it on the air, and he told her to run back and type that she's here.
What? Yeah, right, it wasn't you. There's a delay, right?
She's typing it on her laptop.
Good morning, New York Hotel, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Watson speaks. How may I direct your call?
Could I have room service, please?
Okay, we don't have room service.
Could I have a maid service?
so we don't have a maid service. How can I help you, sir?
What kind of service do you have that's not the front desk that I could be connected to?
You want the front desk? Please hold on.
No, I didn't say that. You're just...
extensively renovated.
What a B-word.
What a cocksprocket.
They don't have maids?
Probably not right now.
Do they have French maids?
Maybe it is 3:30 a.m.
Maybe we'll get a different person at the front desk.
Ooh, ask for an escort.
The person you are trying to reach is not available right now. I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up.
That's not the front desk. I'm going to call her a bitch.
Now we get to wait 5 more minutes. Just for the one satisfaction. You're a bitch.
Good morning, New York Hotel, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Watson speaking. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Miss Watson. This is James from the corporate office.
Yes?
We're looking at our files here, and it looks like it's showing on our computer system that you're a fucking bitch.
Have a nice day, sir. Don't waste your time like that. You are too intelligent to be wasting your time like that, okay? You have a blessed day.
Ma'am, I'm trying to do my job here in the corporate office.
You're too intelligent for that, RVCP.
Wow, that's the weirdest thing ever that she complimented me.
She complimented you for insulting her.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Don't call me intelligent.
I'm completely confused now. I think it's
you're
time
too
for me
intelligent.
It's time
that.
For me to go.
Bye, RBCP. No. Love you.
I can leave you guys all on. I'm going to shut off the stream and, you know, I won't hang up.
Why not just leave us
in
the stream?
Say horrible, horrible things and you'll have to run back and censor us.
Yeah, yes. Fuck that shit. Okay, bye everyone listening to the stream.
Before we go off, can we just go down a list of racial slurs for fun?
Yes, please do. Hurry up. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay, racial slur time.
Moon cricket. Jigaboo. Kike.
Alabama wow. Blue gums.
Maddie, chime in.
Tar,
eight
baby.
Ball.
You're muted, buddy.
Eight ball.
Mud baby. Chink. Gook.
Mongoloid.
Mongoloid is fun. Mongolian, which is also a mongoloid.
Pancake what? Face.
Redskin.
Cunt-eyed.
Engine.
Charlie.
Bean picker.
Beaner.
Wet back.
Bohunk.
Slope-eyed fucking nigger.
Brownie.
Jordy.
Tar heel.
Zipperhead. Coon shit. I'm blending them together for comedy magic.
Camel jockey.
Porch monkey.
Ching chong.
The Chinese chicken.
I'm looking on Wikipedia, by the way.
Anchor baby.
Chonky.
Anchor baby.
You'll notice I'm going in alphabetical order. Cracker, crow, cunt-eye, curry muncher.
Monkey.
Dago, darky, dink, dugan, dune coon.
Darky.
Beach nigger. Big nose. Bird shit.
Free stater, fresh off the boat, Fritz Frog, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Chirp.
Border jumper.
I got I got the word. I'm going to kill it right now.
I got Rachel Slur DV.
Do it. Gin jockey, jolly wog, gook eye, gooky gook.
We forgot gook-oy, to gook-um, say
grease ball, greaser, gringo, groid.
Groid.
Guido, jippo, gypsy. Jippy jip.
Oh, gypsy. That's a classic.
Hairy back. Half breed. Half.
Hey, Bunch wait a minute.
Hey, I wonder if Mudblood's in here.
Race trade.
Mudblood.
I like to call him
Mudblood.
Harry Potter.
It's not.
Harry race back trade. Is a racial term.
All right, and on that note, good night, everyone. We're going off the air now.
God bless.
Vote Hillock 2012. Don't renege.